Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Because I live in the marital state each day, and because I deal with other women whose experiences corroborate my own, I do a great deal of thinking, reading, and praying about marriage. While going about my housekeeping duties the other day, my thoughts started down the familiar path of marital considerations, and two words popped into my mind as being applicable to the right kind of marriage. Those two words are melting and molding. Melting. What do I mean? Well, consider. A husband and wife enter marriage with distinctive, clearly drawn outlines of individuality. They're very unlike in personality type. One may be a bubbly, outgoing person, the other very quiet, timid, and withdrawn. Two, they're probably unlike in their basic mental attitude and outlook. One may be a pessimist, the other an optimist. They're also unlike in their firmly held likes and dislikes. One loves strawberries, the other hates them. They're unlike in their patterns of behavior. They're unlike in their family programming. And so on and on it goes. A successful, growing marriage demands that much of the rigidity of those individual outlines be softened, or in other words, melted, in order that the two lives may flow together and rightly become one, as God intends. Well, for example, in our tastes, we need to melt into accommodation of the other person's tastes. There needs to be some gentling at the edges, some melting, in the way of compromise in deep personality differences. There needs to be some melting in altered patterns of behavior which irritate the other person and cause friction in the home. There needs to be some melting in the way of elimination and or adjustment of some family programming. Melting. Melting out of the former single shape and into the new double shape. And then there's molding. The molding process goes beyond the melting of the individualities we've just discussed. Yes, beyond that melting, there also must be a creation of a new, unified entity and outline, as those two people come together as man and wife. Now, the molding process itself and the ultimate product is going to be unique to the two participants. It should be the sum of the best of what each brings to that marriage. The shape, well, it should fulfill God's plan for that man, that woman, and that marriage. To truly fulfill God's intention that they two shall be one flesh, a Christian husband and wife must experience both melting and molding.
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.